Hello and welcome to another new episode of Pixel Recess, the shortest non-design, design-related podcast ever. I apologize that this is late. I was just gotten back from vacation last night. So, strike that. I don't apologize at all. I needed a break, and it felt good. On today's show, we have Garrett Murray, who you may better know as Maniacal Rage on his weblog, where he writes very funny things, very insightful things, and such as his Adobe Crash reports. He also is the founder of Carbon, where he makes apps for many companies, and one you might know of is Ego. And he also has been in and acted in several movies, which is why he's moved to Hollywood and changed his hair and done a lot of plastic surgery. But enough of that. Let's get to the interview. So, Garrett, you're the second guest who has a moniker that seems to be filled with a lot of violence and anger. So why do you go by Maniacal Rage?
Because everything makes me mad. I don't. People keep asking me that. I don't know. You know, it's the irony is that people asking me it adds to why I use it.
So did that question then make you angry?
Yes, everything makes me angry. Have you ever pull up to a stoplight and the person you're in the left hand lane and you want to turn left and the person in front of you does not pull into the intersection when the light is green?
I'll just say yes.
Yeah, that's like every day for me. I just see that in everything. I'm constantly yelling, go! So that's where it comes
from.
Well,
that's probably the downside of living in LA, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's much worse here than anywhere else. These people do not pull out at all.
I'm sorry, what? They don't pull out?
They don't pull out.
Hmm. So you had a lot of success with your short film that you acted in, helped produce, Forever's Not So Long. You know, Vimeo staff pick and other awards. And I'm assuming that the success of that movie and the then big Hollywood breakout in 2012, Steve Carell seeking your friend for the end of the world, I'm assuming that is why you took the great leap and moved to LA. Is that why you moved to LA?
Listen, I haven't been telling people this because I was sort of riding the wave of pseudo success with Steve Carell, but we actually didn't have anything to do with that movie. Thank you. That movie, I don't know. Maybe it's based on our movie. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But I didn't really have anything to do with it. So thanks for bringing that up. Since I've had to delete, 300 Tumblr messages a day since that movie came out, asking me how things are going in Hollywood. How's my giant house? How's hanging out with Steve Carell every day? What's Steve Carell like? You know, when he's not on camera, I don't know. I don't know the answer to any of that. You know why? Because I wasn't involved.
So after such a big success like that movie, with such Hollywood star power, what's your next project going to be?
Well, if I had been involved in that film, I'm sure I'd be working on another film, another screenplay for Steve Carell, probably. I mean, he's, from what I've heard, and again, I've never met this man, but from what I've heard, he's very nice and he likes, he loves the comedy and he loves to work with people, but because I had nothing to do with that and because my movie was Forever's Not So Long and not Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, I'm mostly sitting a lot.
So since you're now in LA, how often, how frequent are you having your hair dyed, having some augmentation done to your face and your limbs and having some plastic surgery? How frequent is that?
I don't think I should have to say that just because I live in LA, that's why I dye my hair. I dye my hair because it's hard to get this auburn sheen. It's hard to get that on my own, That's mostly bottle magic. And I've been doing that since before LA. Now, the plastic surgery, sure, a few times. But I think it's mostly minor. My chin is a little weird at this point. I think I'll probably have to redo it again. But look, when you get here, they give you a welcome pack. It's got two coupons for plastic surgery. To not use them would be strange, I think, kind of like an insult to the city. So I'm trying to fit in. I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do. And most of the commercials that I've done have been for Japanese markets. So I don't think that's really relevant.
So you're saying that no one has seen those?
A lot of Japanese people have. I mean, it sounded like you meant Japanese people aren't real, but they exist, I promise you.
Are they?
I've seen them.
Sure it's not just a myth made up?
No, I've seen them, definitely. At least a few. I've seen two Japanese people, at least.
Okay. And I've heard rumors that I've made up that you've been approached by Hollywood to turn your very popular, which our listeners may have seen on Tumblr in some way, your very popular Adobe Crash reports, that you've been approached to turn those into some sort of after-school special or miniseries or Lifetime movie or some Vine shorts or something. Is that true?
Partially true. I've been contacted by Adobe about the Crash reports, and they want to make I forget what they called it. It wasn't a book. What was it? It's not, PDF. I think it was a PDF that they sent me, and it said please stop or cease and desist. That was the name of it. Cease and desist.
Ah, well, you might want to look into that a little bit more. Let's change gears. So, are you a member of this team? Flat design, flat UI.
What's that? Flat what?
Flat world. Are you flat? Are you on a flat world? Are you on flat?
A team flat design. I'm not on the team. I like flat design. I'll tell you this. Here's what I don't like. What I don't like is people talking to me about flat design, asking questions about flat design, or showing me flat design, or making me use flat design. I also don't like using flat design or design, and I don't like teams or designed teams for designers.
And what do you think your best friend Steve Carell's thoughts are on flat design?
As I said before, I've never met him. People really have to stop asking me that. I don't know. He probably likes it. I'll be honest with you. He probably likes it.
Well, that's all the time I have to ask you anything. I mean, I just have nothing else to say, nothing else to ask. So we're done.
We had like a fake podcast in the beginning where we had what would normally be a podcast.
Yes, correct.
And then we had a real podcast, which would normally be a fake podcast at the end, which is interesting.
Well, I certainly do what I can.
Well, thanks for wasting my Thursday.
Well, you're very welcome. Please say hi to Steve Carell for me.
Why are we even talking? This is, who are you?
Yeah, I know. Okay, bye-bye.
You.
And that was my interview with Garrett. You can find Garrett at maniacalrage.net or gocarbon.com or on Twitter at Garrett Murray, all one word. And you can find this show on the web at pixelrecess.com and then, you know, all the normal stuff. Twitter at Pixel Recess, and Facebook Pixel Recess. And as always, I am going to beg. This is the begging segment where I beg you to go to iTunes and rate and review it. I got a 3-star review, which is, you know, humbling, hurtful, honest. But anyway, go there, rate it, rank it. It helps more people see it, and it makes me feel like I should keep doing this, because sometimes, especially after a vacation, when I reflect upon my life and everything I've done, I look back on this and I wonder, what am I thinking? What am I doing? What kind of legacy is this? And then I just laugh and drink some more and continue doing this. So thank you all for listening. Next week we will have Josh Brewer. It'll be interesting. Be prepared for everything or nothing. It doesn't matter. Have a good week, everyone.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.